Hi, and welcome.
I'm Z.
And I'm Keith.
And we're going to tell you about the movie that we just watched. But first, a little bit of a heads up.
Some of the movies we watched deal with heavy subject matters.
In order to talk about these emotionally delicate things and the heavy subject matters that we sometimes cover, we add humor and crude language to add some levity and to process our own trauma.
If that doesn't feel fun or safe for you, we completely understand. Please take care of yourself first and foremost.
And we spoil the end of pretty much every movie that we watch.
Now you know. On with the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Wow.
Okay. Would you recommend? See you next time.
It was different than I expected it to be. And better than I expected it to be and worse than I expected it to be. So it was a lot of things that I wasn't expecting.
It's a lot, period.
Yeah.
And also not enough.
Yeah, I think like there's so many things in it that are very interesting and I do think are almost ahead of their time in the way that they tried to do them. And I think if the original idea to make it like a more adult film had gotten pushed, I think it could have been very interesting, but it does feel like it's just missing a lot of plot or any explanation for
anything. Well, and what plot it has gets undermined at every turn.
And there's so much they just decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
it's just stated and then it's fact.
Yeah.
Apparently, his Bakshi's original pitch was a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that it was going to be about the hybrid child of a toon and annoyed,
That's
a doodle and annoyed.
Yeah.
Going to the real world to find the father that abandoned him and kill him, basically.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's what they bought, that idea. And then,
did you read the...
Okay.
I'm going to read this entry because I think it's funny. Let's see. What? Okay. During a meeting mid-production, Kim Basinger told Ralph Bakshi and Frank Mancuso Jr. that this would be wonderful if she could show this movie to sick children in hospitals. Bakshi replied, "Kim, I think that's wonderful, but you've got the wrong guy to do that. Why didn't you tell me that on the way in? How are you telling me this halfway through the picture?"
Yeah.
This says Mancuso agreed with Basinger that it was a good idea. Like that, but yeah.
Sure.
I was so disappointed. I mean, I feel bad. I don't dislike Kim Basinger. I think her acting is, I think she's like a, oh man, this is gonna sound like I'm saying something shitty, but I promise I won't. I think she's kind of a Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. Like she's got like a very like specific way that she does stuff, but it doesn't always fit with what she's doing or like the film, like she doesn't adjust it to whatever she's around. She does like a thing that she does. And so, so it seemed like she was giving a very horrible performance.
Wow. Wow.
To me.
Really?
Yeah. But I think
the performance
she was
like my favorite part.
Really? I felt like she was acting in a different movie. Is what it felt like.
Huh.
because it just felt, I mean, I think it was, because it just felt like she was, I mean, this is, to credit them, I think this would have worked if the rest of the movie did, but it just felt like she wasn't like all the rest of the characters in her. I don't know. There was just like something missing.
Well, her character has the burden of
right
transitioning.
But that's the thing. Like, I think one of the things that irritated me the most was how horrible her hair looked after she became human or annoyed or whatever. And like, they did, I think they did a very good job with the transition from her as a cartoon to annoyed, or as a, from a doodle to annoyed. And then they just didn't bother. Like, they tried to, I'm like, there's so many aspects of this that could have been really interesting, but like her hair just looked like it was a mess, though, and really, like, it was very clear that they were using either a full wig or hair pieces,
mm-hmm.
and they are like absolutely synthetic and completely just. I mean, there's like one scene where it literally looks like there's a nest just sitting yeah. in her hair. Yeah, and I'm yeah. like, what is happening? Why? And it's not like, it's not when her hair is up. It's like her hair's down. Yeah. And there's just like a chunk of it that looks like a solid knot of nest. And I'm like, wait, what? I was like, nobody, I mean, this is a, it looks so like bad. And I'm like, man, this could have been so, I'm like, for all the production that they put into this, and they do really good with her bangs, like how her bangs like fall, and then that's mm-hmm. it. The rest of it does not even make sense. And I'm like, did they get a cartoonist to style her hair? Because it's not gonna, it's not gonna go. I don't know. Yeah, there's just like certain things that I felt were really disappointing. I did not understand or get when they transitioned Jack into the superhero, and then he just completely,
and that's it, that's, he just stays that way.
Yeah, he stays that way, but also his voice completely changed.
Yeah,
so like I didn't even know it was supposed to be him. You said it was, and I was like, I don't think it is, but then
you
they
asked.
Call him. I asked, that's what I'm saying, you yeah. said yeah that's it, and I was like, I think that's wrong. I'm like, I don't think that's right. And then they're like, Jack, and I was like, wait, what, how is that? I'm like, his voice, what's going on? It didn't even look, that's not even how his hands looked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, once it gets to that point, it's gone. The movie's gone.
Yeah.
It's lost any
that's true, that's
credibility.
True. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could have been interesting, but it's sort of hard to imagine how.
Yeah. So many things that there's a scene. I'm like, this was bad editing, because it's the scene, you know, where Brad Pitt and the whatever, Nails, mm-hmm. they're climbing the building.
Yeah.
And they come in through the window and he talks to Holly Golightly, and then they come out.
Nope.
They come out and they're going to leave through the window, and it cuts at the wrong time, because Brad Pitt starts to go out the window, and then he just stops. And I'm like, that's not, I'm like, that you like, he wasn't going to actually climb out the window because there's nothing out there. So he's pretending.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So he stops pretending and like steps back in, and they kept that. That was in there. I'm like, why are you showing what? Him stepping back in?
Oh, well,
I mean, it's like very subtle. I'm like, if you would cut that like a second, yeah, yeah. like but you didn't. I'm like, so there's things like that. And I'm like, how was this so carefully done in so many ways? And then they were like, whatever.
Well, my somewhat limited experience of Bakshi, that fits.
You're like, oh, Ralph Bakshi. And I just think, backsheesh.
Backsheesh. Exactly.
That's all
cop,
I can.
Cop backsheesh.
That's all I can think. I'm like, yeah. Anyway,
not for nothing. He was born in Haifa, Palestine,
in
1938 or whatever.
Is he Palestinian or was he just?
He's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I don't know how his parents got there.
Right. Yeah.
They moved to the States when he was real young, so.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So the little I know about Bakshi, it's not a lot because, relatively, because he's one of those figures that's looms large in comic and animation.
Yeah.
Circles and worlds.
Yeah.
I first was aware of his name in the late 80s with the New Adventures of Mighty Mouse.
Okay. Zoom, 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 zoom,
boom, 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 boom. Here he comes, that mighty mouse, coming to vanquish the foe with a mighty blow. So don't be afraid anymore, 'cause things won't be like they've been before. Here I come to save the day.
Which came at a time I was probably like my wife. It's late 80s. I don't know. I would have been in teens, you know, like,
yeah,
so the humor of it hit me perfectly. It is extremely punny.
Okay.
And like the, you know, Mighty Mouse was originally a very straightforward, dry Superman ripoff, or not a ripoff, but you know, like, and this was very irreverent. And like, I remember he has a friend called Bat-Bat, who's just a bat. You know, it's Batman, obviously.
Yeah.
And there's an episode where he can't stop making puns and, like, his friends try to intervene.
I feel like I might have seen that.
Anyway, yeah, that show was peak comedy to me at the time. And then, what's his name? I was just watching some of this just now before recording that, Folding Ideas guy.
Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah. I saw you or I heard.
Yeah.
You.
A few, maybe last year he did a video about Ralph Bakshi and specifically his adaptation of Lord of the Rings in the '70s.
Oh,
right. So his first feature was Fritz the Cat, which was our Crumb character. And he made a feature-length film in the early 70s. And then he did a movie called Heavy Traffic, which I watched after watching Dan Olson's video the first time. And some other controversial things. Like those two, I think, both got an X rating. At the time?
The Lord of the Rings?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The two I just mentioned.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to look something up to see if... Anyway.
And then in the late 70s, he did Lord of the Rings and Wizards and Fire and Ice and these like fantasy movies that involved a lot of mixed media. Like, they're really interesting to look at.
Yeah.
They're kind of... I mean, I've tried to watch Wizards. I've tried to watch the Lord of the Rings. They're hard to watch. I assume they're more palatable if you're not sober.
That's why people liked it. Okay.
But they do like a really interesting stuff. Like even in his earlier stuff, like Heavy Traffic and stuff, like some of the backgrounds are just painted over photographs of real locations. Yeah. And the later stuff, he does a lot of rotoscoping, which is where, you know, you basically animate film.
Frame by frame.
Mm-hmm. So it looks very realistic. But then it'll be, like, you'll recognize the style. It's very...
Yeah.
And then it'll be over, like, photographic style backgrounds that are just, like, tinted or something. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very effective in certain things. Like, I feel like anytime there's like a battle or war scene and you have like, you know, your characters are animated, but the backdrop is like,
right, yeah,
you know, real bombers and tanks and shit. It's like very effective to me for
yeah.
Probably just because of my age. But
yeah, they that was something that they kind of played with in the movie, where like backgrounds absolutely. Would be like still sort of like cardboard cutouts of yeah. something that they were. And that was like a thing that I was like, oh, this is almost interesting.
Right.
But it's not.
It feels like there's they're trying too many things at once.
Yeah. Which I got at first, I was like, that's an interesting. Like at first when it was like almost implied that Deebs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That he created Cool World. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, so like all these things floating around are just like doodles and things that he's worked on. I was like, oh, that's so cool. But then when they're like, you didn't create the world. Yeah. I was like, oh, so what is, what?
Right. There's so many things like that too. I was like, too.
What? And so it's just like, it's just where everything, I don't know. I'm like, wait, so what is, and the way it, when she calls him like a pencil dick or whatever.
They use that a lot.
I'm like, okay, what is happening?
Right.
What's going on? I don't really. Yeah, it's very. Yeah, so like a lot
of the rules of the world.
Yeah, there are no
rules. Or they're stated and then doesn't matter.
I wish a lot that they had not done anything with. whatever. What was Brad Pitt's character's name?
Frank Harris.
Frank. They hadn't done anything with his, like, we didn't need any of his, like, intro to, we didn't need any of that. If all, because, like, they don't explain it.
Yeah. It's and the then, same with any character. Like, it doesn't even matter that Deebs is an animator or a cartoonist yeah, at all, right. Really.
The only, but except for, honestly, him in the comic book store was probably my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Totally.
Hey, Deebs, why don't you do a book on that guy you murdered? You know, that guy you found in bed with your wife? So, do I...
It's on
the house. Oh, okay, thanks. So maybe some other time. Thanks.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Yes.
I'm Jack Deebs.
Really? I didn't mm-hmm. realize that. Nice meeting you, Jack.
Nice to meet you.
Stay well. Yeah, thank you.
See ya. Hey, Bright Eyes. Yo. You gonna pay for that?
But the thing is, something I was like, he's... What is fucking annoying to me is that he wasn't... I mean, it was interesting, but it wasn't. Is it like he's presented as the villain, but he's not the villain at all? It's just like he was in prison, so he's... automatically the bad guy, and I'm like, he's not doing anything.
I didn't read him as a villain.
Well, I
didn't read him as being presented as a villain.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. It's like they presented it as he's going to be the like antagonist or whatever. He's okay. going to be the guy that comes in, you know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, because so. It's like he's in, you
he's
know.
A foil to
right, yeah. And so I'm like, okay, and then it's like it's just
wait, I'm doing something. What's wrong with you? No.
So, you know, he's just like, he comes in and it's like, they're like, oh, you killed a guy for sleeping with your wife. You were in prison for murder.
Oh,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
right.
Blah. And you're like, okay. And I'm like, why does any of that matter?
It doesn't.
Yeah. I'm like, what is, and then they bring him in and then it's like, he's so chill and docile.
Yep.
And you're like, and he doesn't know any of the rules. He doesn't know anything. He's kind of a just trying to help Holly as much as he can.
Yeah, that's actually interesting
and
from
like,
the standpoint of like, he's there to further Holly's story.
Right, right. I was like, it's kind of interesting that she's the kind of the bad guy, but like is not presented as such because she's the classic, you know, like there's aspects of it that I find interesting because like she's the classic sort of like cartoon bimbo that's right. like, you know, in with the wrong crowd, but the, you know, the main guy is, you know, falls for it, but they're never going to like be together because they're from two different worlds. But that doesn't, that's not, you know, what happens at all. So you're like, okay, that's interesting. But like, like his girlfriend, Frank's girlfriend, and how they, that whole thing is confusing.
Yep.
They don't explain, like, they say you're not allowed to have sex with a doodle. It would be funny if they were like, you can't doodle the doodles. Like, if they didn't, that would have been, I mean, it wouldn't have been a good joke, but, like, they didn't even make it. I'm like, it's right there. You did. No doodling the doodles. You hear me? Like, yeah, and it doesn't, it's almost interesting.
Right.
When Brad Pitt is like, you know, he goes to Cool World and then he go, you know, like 45 years later or whatever, you know, he's still there. Nothing's changed for him. He's the he looks the same, all that shit. And then when he goes back to the real world, all his injuries are there from the accident.
Is that what it is?
I believe so. I mean, that's what that's how I read. Yeah, that's how I read it.
Oh my God, I didn't even put that together.
And but yeah, why would you put that together? It doesn't make any sense. It's not explained. It doesn't. You don't. There's no like. Yeah, it doesn't like.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that.
It was an uncool world.
Really. Oh, Z.
Is what I do. I, you know, we were like 30 minutes in, and I was like, I wish I had known that getting stoned would have.
I know. I feel like I let you down.
Really made this better, but yeah, because it was just so many things. I did enjoy the aspects that like a lot of the animation was totally different styles, and they mixed all the different styles together. I did. Think that was very interesting. I cannot believe how badly they animated Brad Pitt at the end, though. Like, that was, I was like, wow, this is the ugliest animation I've ever seen. They didn't even turn him into a dog or anything. Like, he's just, he just looks like shit. And I'm like, what?
A dude with a scrot for a necktie.
What are you looking up?
Well, I remember recently that Terry Tuck's movies talked about a... Yeah. In the late 90s, there was a six episode series that actually did called Spicy City. Which seems like it was probably a, you know, where he put a lot of the ideas that he didn't get to do on this movie. Like, it's sort of a, I guess it's sort of a cyberpunk thing. Anyway.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, this is kind of what Bakshi's like, is that like, there's so many interesting concepts and techniques going on, but we can't get it together to make a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like his early 70s things are successful because they're more like, in today's parlance, you'd call it like a vibes.
Yeah.
You know, you're entering a world and it. So the more plot there is, the more, like, I haven't seen Fritz the Cat, so I can't speak to that one, but, and I've only seen Heavy Traffic. Okay. And then he did one called Coonskin, which, shockingly, was very controversial.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought I heard. And I was like, I mean, I couldn't make out skin, but the other word, I was like, I was looking up. Yeah, it's, it's not surprising that it wasn't him, but I was just curious because you were talking about the Mighty Mouse.
Yes.
So I looked up the show Freakazoid to see
if
Ralph Bakshi made that, and he didn't. But that was one. That was a good. It was like a sort of poking fun at superhero stuff, and it was all Freakazoid was the superhero, and it was always like there was I'm not gonna go into it.
Okay,
but it was they spoofed the whole like Darth Vader I am your father thing, like his like arch nemesis is like I'm your father, and he's like, wait a minute, then who's my mother? And he's like, Faye Dunaway? I don't know. As a kid, I was like, this is comedy gold. I was like, nothing is it. And he's like, I don't think so. Like, he's just like, no, that's
why
not.
Why Faye Dunaway?
I don't know. Okay. It's very funny. I think he was actually, the bad guy's actually voiced by Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, shit.
I think.
Oh, shit.
So, it was a very... is a very funny show to me, but I haven't, I just also remember he had to go in the sewer for something and he was like, I'm not going in the sewer. He's like, whatever happens, I'm not going in the sewer. And then he's like in the sewer and he's like, that better be a candy bar. And it is again, I was like 11 and I was like, this is the funniest show I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, he just referenced a log of Dookie. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Freakazoids, runs around in underwear. Freakazoids, guess who's Washington, D.C.? Freakazoids, gonna have something better on TV. Freakazoids.
And I wanted to double check because the other day I was trying to find a GIF of Kathleen Turner doing the Old Man or Everything.
Yeah.
And then a lot, there were so many GIFs of Faye Dunaway and Mommy Dearest. That came up. All I did was Kathleen Turner. It was my search. And then.
This is so weird. That's so weird. Where were you searching?
I think within Signal.
Oh, okay. Signal, man. That one.
No, I know. Remember how it used to only be like porny?
I do remember that. I brought that up the other day. It was just like.
Yeah.
You'd be
I'm
like.
Glad you did because I had forgotten.
I did too until that moment. I was like, man, I was like, I know Signal used to suck, but I don't remember how. Like it still sucks. So how has it changed? And I'm like, oh, that's right. It used to only show you porn gifs. I will say I kind of miss it. I kind of would rather have porn than, you know, try to search for something that makes sense and get whatever the fuck Signal's doing.
So yeah, Brad Pitt sucks. Yeah, Kim Basinger actually was the highlight for me. I thought
I like Kim Basinger a lot, and I'm not saying I didn't like what she did. It just felt like it didn't mesh with anything anyone else was doing, and that's where it like sort of.
Ow, Jesus, did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
My ankle.
Your ankle?
Yeah. I thought she did a really good job with what she was given.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying she didn't do a good performance.
Okay.
I'm saying that her performance felt like it was a completely different movie than everyone else.
Well,
was
it's
in.
Five different movies, so you
yeah,
know.
Right, exactly. And I mean, to that extent, I was like, did Gabriel? I mean, it feels like all of their direction is crazy because Brad Pitt is being the asshole every 5 minutes, but he's supposed to be the protagonist somehow.
Sort of, yeah.
Deebs is supposed to be like the villain go lucky, you know? Like, I have no idea what his character is supposed to be. He's like,
yeah,
because they introduce him as the creator of Cool World, and then it's like, nope.
And then he has nothing zero to do. Power
and
over
then,
anything.
Right. And then it's just like, but he does because he had, like, he.
Oh, right.
Is
once
able
you're back
to,
in the real world, it's. Yeah.
Oh,
God.
My
and
God.
And all the shit, like, once they. Once he and Holly come back and they're turning into tunes, flashing into tunes. But what are these tunes? We've never seen these,
exactly.
These doodles. You've
never
seen these characters
before.
We've never
seen these
before.
Doodles before. But then, like,
and
she keeps bouncing back and forth from the doodle that she is.
Yeah.
And it's the same doodle until she's on the roof. And then it's back to the normal doodle that she's just bouncing back from. Yeah. I'm like, wait, why did this change?
proximity to the spike?
I guess, but I'm like, what? Anyway, oh my God. And what was annoying is I was like, there's so much about this that could be so fucking cool. If there wasn't so much emphasis given on how to make this, like how to do, it was like, it kind of does feel like it was a vibes movie. And I'm like, if it tried to just be a vibes movie,
it
would be amazing. Yeah. This could be an amazing movie. There are tons of movies that are vibes movies. I mean, I feel like almost like In the Mouth of Madness is kind of a vibes movie, you know? Not quite, but it doesn't have much of a plot. It's just, you know, you watch it not because you're like, I want some heavy plot and character development. You watch it because you're like, I want to see some weird shit, and you get it. And I want to see
Hayden Christensen in this.
Paperboy. As a paper boy. I loved Gabriel Byrne. I loved Gabriel Byrne in this. I had no idea he was in this. And so I was like, I don't know what it is. I love Gabriel Byrne.
I get it.
I'm a burning fan.
Feel the burn. Come on. It's right there.
I don't want to use that. My least favorite thing is when they were doing, like, during the Pride Parade here that happens in September every year. I was, like, working and, like, all the Bernie stands came in because they were, like, marching for Bernie. And they were, like, feel the burn. And they were handing out cinnamon candy.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I don't.
It's time to reclaim.
I don't want to feel the
that
burn.
Was 20 years ago.
I even like cinnamon candy. And I was like, don't do that. I was like,
they should have given out Icy Hot or Ben Gay or something.
One, feel the burn. Not great, but like I am aware enough to know that cinnamon candy is not beloved by many. Like, people will eat cinnamon candy, but those people are me. And maybe two other people. Like, people don't like to eat cinnamon candy. Like, it's everyone's least favorite.
There's clearly enough of a market that it's like
there's
this.
Enough of one, but it's like fucking circus peanuts. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Randall and me will eat some.
Shout out.
I don't know anyone else who will eat a circus peanut.
I'll eat a circus peanut. I won't buy a circus peanut.
I will say the last time I bought
I love eating a sweet pencil eraser as much as the next guy.
I really liked them when I was a kid. As an adult, I don't dislike the flavor or anything. They're so much sweeter than I remember.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, ugh. Like, I just, there's, like, if something's really sweet, I really don't want to indulge in it very much. So that's really the turnoff with circus peanuts as a grown up. They're disgusting also, and they're supposed to be like banana flavored or something. Yeah, something like that. Like, it's something nonsensical, like an orange peanut is supposed
something not peanutty.
It's not supposed to be a peanut at all. It's orange in the color, and then it's like banana flavor. I don't know. I'm just like, what? And it doesn't taste like the flavor it's supposed to be. Obviously,
are you old enough to remember the snack packs that had like an orange filling? But was like peanut butter. There's a very, like, I feel like it's a very 80s thing. Maybe it predates that. But like things like Butterfingers, how orange was like the color of a certain flavor that was not orange, the fruit.
Yeah.
But sort of peanutty.
Yeah. Well, I remember Butterfingers. Yeah. I know how they taste, but I don't know.
There was like a snack cracker or predating Lunchables. You remember the things that were just like, four little club crackers and then a little cheese whip and you got a piece of sheet plastic to spread it on.
I never got those, but I always wanted those.
Yeah.
I always wanted Dunkaroos. That was always what I wanted.
Dunkaroos. Yeah.
Yeah. I never had a Dunkaroo, but I always wanted
them. Is that the stick of solid sugar that you
No, dip that's into? Fun Dip. That's Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
Dunkaroos are little tiny cookies that you dip into sprinkles and icing. And it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Word.
It's basically that only dippable.
I love my cowgirl.
My cowgirl.
I want to be your cowboy.
So
trying kombucha for the first time.
Let's see.
20 minutes.
We've made it past a half an hour.
I noticed of late our episodes have gotten a lot shorter.
I think it's because we are
jaded.
We're five. This is our fifth year. I mean, we've only been doing it for 4 years, but it's our fifth season. And sometimes it's hard to bitch for too long. Also, I'm a full-time mom now, so
yeah,
it's really hard to take care of a podcast when I'm like,
and me.
Sorry, I gotta fucking
no. Yeah, well, it is also that a lot of these things are retreads. You know, it's not the first time we're seeing some of these plots, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard. Yeah.
Like this, as soon as Gabriel Byrne's character turned up, I'm like, oh, what pun on Pygmalion am I going to use this time for the episode title?
No, I really, what I think that's the thing that really disappointed me about it is that I really liked Gabriel Byrne's character, and I was really excited that he was in it because I was like, Gabriel Byrne is in some weird stuff. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, Gabriel Byrne is only in, you know, Elevated.
My favorite part of Hereditary.
Oh my God, is he in that?
Yeah,
oh,
remember?
My God, I forget because he's like totally white-haired in that.
He's also in Maniac, which I keep bringing up.
In what?
Maniac.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That TV If I remember.
And then he's in Stigmata. Yep. I mean, that's my route for Gabriel Byrne. He played a priest.
The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I like it in The Usual. That was like probably my first introduction to Gabriel Byrne.
It's too bad he didn't get into more or do more in like horror and sci-fi, because I feel like he would do really well in like an Event Horizon.
Yeah, you know right. What I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like he was also in this show where he played a therapist that I used to watch every now and then when we had like a free HBO weekend. Mm-hmm. And it would just like the episode. It was an interesting episode. I think they were doing, they redid it, I think, with Uzo Dopo. I can't remember how to say her last name. Uzo. Uzo. Abuda. No, Aduba. Sorry. Sometimes I get B's and D's confused.
Yeah. Hey, it's great when a name has them back to back. You know, you're always going to do it.
I know. I was like, boo, dude, shit.
I mean, how many times did you have to see the name Abdul or Abdullah
before? D mega doo doo.
She died. Actually very sad.
What's so funny is how it's very clear that the anchor is stumbling over her name, but also because it's a thing where like you have a certain way that you're supposed to say things, and you can't be like, I don't know how to say this. You have to be like, DD mega doo doo.
So far away from.
My favorite thing is when I'll change my Twitter name to that. I'll be like, DD Mega Doodoo. And then I'm like, let's talk about healthcare in the US. Like, no one's going to take me serious.
Welcome to Twitch. Twixer.
Fucking Dee Dee Mega Doo-Doo is so fucking funny to me.
And the name was actually just like Madonna, McDonough or something. And she was a cop who was killed, and that's what that news story was about.
Oh, it's so bad. I feel so bad for Dee Dee Mega Doo-Doo because that's her legacy, you know?
I feel sorry for her family that had to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, she chose to be a cop, she knew the risks.
Yeah, Dee
Dee. She knew what she was getting into.
Dee Dee knew she was in for some Mega Doo-Doo when she signed up to be a cop. Sorry that I'm so fucking funny. Did you just get annoyed because I had Justin?
I'm going to have to cut that out. I've got enough to deal with my own shit. Yes.
You're such a bitch. I did it for the comedic effect of the sound. See, I'm...
Wrong.
She a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those movies that it's like, you could see there's so much potential, and that's what's frustrating about it. But.
Yeah.
I think you.
No, but I liked.
Think one should experience it.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So in the lobby, I implied this was before Roger Rabbit, which was. Not correct at all.
Correct, yeah.
This was, in fact, sold on the success of Roger Rabbit.
That's what I thought. I was like, I feel like...
I'm sure you saw this, that as a promotional thing, they put Hollywood on the Hollywood sign.
Yeah. Like what?
And it was very controversial, and people tried to sue.
Hell yeah.
And didn't win.
Why did they try to sue?
Well, because it's one of those things. I remember this. I think this was, it mostly happened in the 90s where this started to become a thing where the Hollywood sign would be changed to promote whatever, whoever threw money at it.
Yeah.
And I think people who lived in LA in the area were like, come on, that's not what it's for.
Yeah.
Was the argument.
That's stupid.
I mean, yeah, who cares? It's just a billboard for a city. So, it's,
yeah.
Thanks to the fucking Hollywood sign, every stupid small town has to, do a landscaped version of the town name on the side of a
burn. Right, yeah.
Or a hill and...
Stupid.
Who cares?
I know.
Put it on a water tower like everybody else.
Yeah. Put on a sign as you're coming into the town.
Hobbs End.
Like, Knobs, Bell End.
That's a good joke that you made.
Yeah, I didn't get it from you at all. I thought about it myself. I probably said it the first time we watched the movie, and you probably retained it. So it's probably my joke. Knowing your brain.
Sorry, I was born this way.
The answer is snow.
I was born a white man. I was born with a white man's brain in a dookie body.
Dookie body?
Mega dookie.
Keith.
Mega dookie body.
Kiki mega duke duke.
That's so far off. So far from what we were saying. Too far. I thought
some might say not far enough.
So I thought there was more than needed constant doodle violence going on.
Yeah.
I didn't need all that for it to be established what the world was like. I did enjoy the shit where like Brad Pitt is walking around actual painting, like a two-dimensional car that he just got out of.
Yeah.
And the switches between the, like, that and actual animation were pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's an actual whole real-world car.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a cutout. Sometimes it's a cartoon, animated.
Yeah.
And, like, the light poles and the sets are really interesting.
Yeah. And
besides the constant cartoon violence going on. You got the floating white things. I'm like, are these ghosts?
I know.
Never explained.
And I something that I do enjoy, but I feel like didn't really get... it's done in such a annoying way, but like the different styles of animation that are going on, it's like the only thing that I am like, okay, I get it about is that like a lot of it is like old cartoon styles and there's not a lot of like new animation floating around. Right. And I'm like, this makes it, I mean, I understand the point is sort of that like, the world is shifting and stuff. I'm like, but it just feels like it's already dated by the time it comes out is what it felt like. So I was like, and I don't know. It was like fine, but also like the way that they lit Brad Pitt in a lot of it was so, it didn't match any of the cartoons.
Yeah.
So that was like a big offset that I was like, what? Like none of the cartoons would have shadow on them and he'd be like fully immersed in shadow. And I'm like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to like, cause what I'm assuming they did is animate over what they'd already filmed because, you know, he's grabbing a phone. So like, he's not grabbing a fucking anime. He's not grabbing a pretend phone. It's probably a real phone. Or maybe it's nothing, him pretending to be a phone or whatever. Either way, they have to put something there. So obviously they're animating over that.
Yeah.
But there'll be times when he's like looking at someone and they're like moving around and he's just looking. I'm like.
No, That was hard.
What is going on?
I'm sure it wasn't noticeable. Well, I'm not sure. I imagine it wasn't noticeable in a theater in 1993 or whatever.
Two.
Okay. But yeah, that was a hard.
Yeah.
Things like that are hard now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I did notice that. Specifically Pitt, he's
the
worst at it. I mean, he also gets the most screen time. So,
there's one
and has part the most interactions I with think it's Gabriel.
Yeah, there's one part where I think Gabriel Byrne is doing like this. Like and it's implied that he's like trying to like touch someone's face. They're constantly moving and he's extremely still. And I'm like, no one can do anything about that. No one could.
Yeah. There are quite a few times where it's an a touching interaction between annoyed and a doodle where the cues are not quite right.
Yeah, they are not. Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, that was one thing that stood out for me was Brad Pitt just staring.
Yeah.
Unblinking. His eyes not moving, and it's a dialogue scene, which is not how you would talk to someone.
Right, yeah.
Or it's not how you would listen to someone. You wouldn't be like...
Right,
You'd be like...
Right, you'd be anything. You'd be acting. Yeah. I don't know.
Which I feel like Byrne did a better job of.
That's what I mean. Like, I feel like... That's why I was like more excited about, that's what I was saying about his performance, because I feel like he, even though, well, okay. So Gabriel Byrne was in Ghost Ship. I forgot about that. He was in Ghost Ship. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of things that he does that are like kind of, it's like, I'm trying to think of someone like it's almost like, I mean, this is just an example because he's constantly in my head, but like almost Martin Donovan about it, like where he will be in just shit, like anything. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he's a well-known name. I mean, this is where it kind of differs. Right. Like Gabriel Byrne is like a well-known name, but he will be in things where you're like, you chose to do this.
Yeah,
like what, you know? And that sort of, you know, it's something that I do enjoy about Martin Donovan as well, because like I've read things where he's like, if I get offered something, I just pretty much just do it. And so he's in wild ass shit and random ass shit. And I feel like there's that, it's a similar thing with Gabriel Byrne where like he's been in some really serious stuff. And then you're like, what? You're in this, you know, but not necessarily as the main character.
Is he in Insomnia?
No, that's Al Pacino. Martin Donovan's in Insomnia.
Oh, right.
And so is Robin Williams.
Right.
And Hilary Swank. And Al Pacino's attitude that I hate. I don't like Al Pacino. I don't know if you, I don't know if anyone's, no,
I don't know if any recent episodes have gone in depth into this. Just kidding. I do know that.
Well, the reason why it's so strong in my mind is because I watched some of Insomnia up until
just the Martin Donovan.
Yeah. Part? Up until Al Pacino's character kills Martin Donovan's character. And then I just tapped out because I was like, I truly can't stand that.
And he's in The End of Days.
Yes. Yes. And there's a scene where he's like, it's Martin Donovan, someone else who's an actor that I'm familiar with, but I can't remember who it is at the time, and Al Pacino, and they're all like in a dialogue scene together. Martin Donovan is acting. This other guy is acting. Al Pacino just keeps yelling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I don't like him.
No, you literally just went off about
it. I know. But this is what I'm saying. I don't think that was enough. I feel like I don't. I could go on forever.
He's in The End of Violence, which I'm thinking about doing for my birthday month because that's one that's stuck with me since I saw it in the 90s. And I really wonder. I doubt it holds up, but.
The End of Violence, I always think you're talking about
The End of the World.
Nope.
Oh.
The End of the World.
Until the End of the World?
No. Hold on. It's not a 90s movie.
Oh.
Hold on. It's going to take me a sec. A History of Violence.
Oh.
What did you say? The End of. Yeah. A History of Violence. It's a movie with him and.
Who's him?
Viggo Mortensen, sorry. Viggo Mortensen. Oh, I did not remember Maria Bello was in it. But they made a big deal about the sex scenes in the movie, and they were like, we really want it. And it's because it's like a married couple that they've been married for a while. And so they were like, yeah, we didn't want to do anything boring. We wanted to make this sex exciting. And there's a scene where they're having sex on the stairs.
Okay.
And I was like, no.
So exciting.
I don't want to have sex. And it's just like that thing where they're like ripping each other's clothes off kind of shit. I'm like, no. I was like, this isn't hot to me. This is where being queer is like, can be stressful because people will like go off about how something's really hot and you watch it and you're like, this is the most uninspired, like we did so much work to make this look sexy. And then you watch it and you're like, I've never wanted to have sex like this. And I've had some pretty great sex, if I might say so myself, and I've never done it like that. And it's that if someone wanted to have sex with me like that, I'd be like, do you know what sex is? Because and a lot of it I feel like is straight people just being like, it's about when the penis goes in the vagina, and it's like, absolutely. Well, no, yeah. It's okay,
I know,
yeah, no, that's not what it's about, but okay. Anyway, would you recommend this movie?
It's not a good movie, but yes, I would recommend it.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. I feel like if you're going to watch, there's a lot of like films from the 80s and 90s that are upheld as like classics that I feel like are worse than this.
Oh, absolutely.
So I feel like if you're wanting some like crazy, weird 90s nostalgia,
I will say,
watch.
Kudos to the soundtrack. And this is apparently the case at the time. Like, the movie was panned and was a bomb.
Yeah.
But everybody loved the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I think that's
the soundtrack was cool. And that was actually,
it was successful. It seemed like it was doing what the movie wanted to do.
Right. That was the thing. Right. I was like, man, if it followed its own music cues, it would have been a more interesting movie.
Right. 100%.
Like, what? Also, the thing where it's like, the doodles could communicate with the like how Holly was talking to Jack.
Oh yeah,
but they don't. one of the million things they don't fucking explain. Yeah. Because why bother?
You could have cut out so much stuff and had an interesting story.
Right.
Instead.
Well, you could have cut out things without, well, you could have like actually put, also like the neighbors, like the mom and the daughter neighbors. What was that?
Correct.
There's no, oh my God, it's so bad. It's one of those things where it feels like someone like wrote a script out and they just were like, cut that, cut that, cut that. And then they just like left everything as it was, didn't rewrite it. They just added filler to the stuff they cut out. No, that's
probably fairly accurate because one of the things that happened was they sort of rewrote it behind Bakshi's back.
Bakshish. Bakshish. Balls.
To make it so that it got a PG-13.
Oh, my God. And that's one of the things I was like, man, I wish they would say fuck and I wish that they would do some stuff. Why?
I wish Brad Pitt wasn't in it.
I wish, but I'm not a, I'm not. Brad Pitt's, I think Brad Pitt is a good actor.
I hate to admit it, but yeah, he's better than you think.
And yeah, I didn't.
He's better than I tend to think.
Well, this is what, I never considered him to be a good actor until I watched Snatch. And I was like, damn it, he's really good. Thing is, I don't care. I think he's talented. I just don't. A lot of the stuff that he does and a lot of the movies that he's in, I don't care about. Yeah. Like, and it's a very, it really isn't anything. It's not, it's like Al Pacino level. I'm not like, I fucking hate this guy. I think that Brad Pitt is talented. I just don't care about the things he's in. Like a lot of the stuff he's in just does not appeal to me. And a lot of his performance choices don't do it for me. Like, he is acting in this movie perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Who cares? About anything he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those, you know, everyone's
also, I don't understand how everybody thinks he's attractive.
Right. I was just gonna say this shit that every Hollywood actor get, all the shit that gets hung on them.
Yeah.
Like everybody loved him cause he's cute, I guess. He's a fine actor, but he just kept getting put in these roles where he's like the lead in a Hollywood mega million dollar production or whatever. Who cares about A River Runs Through It or whatever?
Never seen it.
Same. Can't be arsed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Burn After Reading was the first time I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He actually has some chops that I didn't understand. I've never seen Snatched, so I've never seen him in a
Snatch,
comedy.
Well, with Snatch, I think it's like, if I remember correctly, unintelligible.
Oh.
Completely.
He's like a Boomhauer, kind of?
Basically. But like British, I think. But like completely unintelligible. But performing perfectly. Like,
which is apt because he plays Boomhauer's brother. Exactly. I forgot.
Yeah. But yeah, like there's so much about the performance that he's doing so much.
Yeah.
And you're having to guess basically like what the fuck he's talking about. And I watched it as a teenager. So it's been, but that was like, I had seen Fight Club and then I watched that and I was like, fuck, he's really good.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think he's attractive at all. Like it's, yeah, I mean, not,
the thing, that's the thing. When you realize, it's annoying when you realize he's, can actually do things. He's just a boring white dude. Like, exactly. Come on.
Exactly.
I'd rather
watch
Kanu or I'd rather watch just so many other people.
Anyone that's not white.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was going to say something. I don't remember. Oh fuck. I was going to say something, but you mentioned Keanu Reeves. So I was like, huh?
Sorry. Sorry to call your dick to attention. Also, he's, I mean, this is pretty early, relatively early for him. So, you know.
Yeah.
But he's like doing this thing. You know, he's not lisping like I'm doing, but that thing where people do that stop with the tongue to make it like they're a gangster or whatever. I'm like, is this supposed to be a Chicago, New York?
They're trying to emphasize he's from the 1940s.
Whatever it is, it doesn't work.
No. I didn't even pick up on that.
It's not Yeah, it, but
yeah,
it's because it's inconsistent. Also, I think.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
poor Kim Basinger. A couple times, her Southern accent just bled out.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Jack. Thanks. It's good to have nice neighbors.
Nice neighbors. I'm real.
Yeah, you sure are, honey.
Yeah. I'm real.
Blah out.
Blah out. It's kind of disappointing to learn that that's not actually what happened. But like, also, what a great edit. Kudos to them.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
Are they gonna? I feel like I had other things I wanted to mention.
I know. I was really disappointed that they didn't show the actual sex scene. I wanted to see.
Oh, but they did.
No, they didn't.
You wanted to see a human penis. I
wanted to see how graphic they were going to make it, and they just.
Well, if we'd had Bakshi's.
Exactly.
Release the Bakshi edit.
I want to see hentai.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Once you were talking about the animation styles and how they seemed old but nothing current, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's no anime influence.
Right, yeah.
Very conspicuously.
Which I feel it makes it less interesting. I feel like if this had been done anime style, insanity. It would just be right. Like...
Clearly, that's something he doesn't pay attention to or right. Didn't.
And like, yeah, it just feels like...
Or purposely... Yeah. Used to.
Right. It's just like, okay, well, you know, this was 1992, so like mm-hmm. Akira had already come out and all that shit. Oh, yes. You know, like a lot of these things had gotten really, you know, had been pretty mainstream.
They exploded in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, like, that's...
Right, but that's what I feel like I didn't know about a lot of these things because I was sheltered. Yelling. But yeah. Anyway, whatever.
I mean, you know, I grew up watching Voltron and fucking G-Force and
I grew up not
Robotech.
There was like a lot of stuff I wasn't allowed to watch because of magic.
Yeah.
If anything had magic in it, I wasn't allowed to watch it because of the
influence.
Yeah,
man. It's good because that's real dangerous. If you think magic is possible, then you're definitely not going to go to church.
Magic is bad. Now believe in this invisible man and pray to him.
Yeah, who literally transformed his blood into wine.
And
transformed a fish into a million loaves.
Became his own son and then died. Yep. And then came back to life.
Yeah.
And is...
Also, science is fake.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get taught that. I did get taught that science was real.
Dinosaurs.
No, I got taught that dinosaurs were real.
Okay.
No one said that dinosaurs weren't real to me. I found out about that discourse on my own.
I got told dinosaurs were not real at really? My Christian school.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow. I discovered that discourse. I mean, I grew up watching Jurassic Park, so if someone had told me that dinosaurs weren't real, I think I would have been upset. I think I would have been, like, I believed in dinosaurs to the point.
Well, there you go. That's why you're godless.
I believed in dinosaurs to the point that I was actually terrified of the reality of Jurassic Park mm-hmm. happening. Now, I'm like, oh, they'd just be giant chickens.
Still terrifying.
The
terrifying thing
not,
about
but...
Jurassic Park is that someone's going to do that shit.
Exactly.
Despite there being a billion dollars worth of franchise
it's
money
like...
made off the back of humans will not learn this lesson.
That one thing that's like, oh, I wrote this story about like, I can't remember what it is, but it's like, I wrote the story about the, you know, the human pain machine and why it's bad. And someone's like, great news. We figured out a way to make the human pain machine real.
Right.
Oh, fuck. That really is. Yeah. It, yeah. It's like the Hunger Games. That's not a good thing.
But it's in a movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's futuristic.
Yeah. Snowpiercer.
I didn't like Snowpiercer. It was really boring to me.
I watched like 20 minutes of it.
I remember that I think it was RW that pointed it out. In the movie, there's a scene where they reveal that the food that they've all been eating is just ground up cockroaches. Mm. And it's like this horrible, disgusting, like revolting reveal. And he was like, they just talked about how they were eating babies a couple scenes before. And we're supposed to think it's gross that they're eating cockroaches. And I was like, that's such a good point.
It is.
I was like, oh, that's a really good point.
De-escalation.
Like, yeah. I was like, huh. Because I remember being like, okay, it's cockroaches. I mean, like, it's ground up. You're not like eating.
Wouldn't you rather eat a baby? Dude with a scrote for a necktie.